This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Breaking news, Nets point guard Kyrie Irving and guard James Harden will be spectators for Game 5.
If there's any silver lining, it's that we've continued to win games this year regardless of who's been available.
They want to know that James Harden is healthy. He's certainly much closer to a return than Kyrie Irving.
KD get it done in a Game 5 without his two cohorts. History would suggest maybe not. It's Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Chris Carlin for Alan Hahn. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. What up?
What up? What up? I believe in the mythology of Kevin Durant. Mama, you the real MVP. He gonna bring that one out.
We're gonna find out later. We'll get to that in a minute. Now, last night, it was, as we heard just there, ruled that KD was going to be without Kyrie and James Harden. But earlier today, Woj reported that Harden was upgraded to doubtful, and he's going to give it a try pregame and try to go out there and warm up. And I have to say, that's a massive mistake on his part. He should not be out there when you have somebody who's not anywhere close.
You don't play
to 100%. You play hurt.
Nobody's 100%
play injured.
Nobody's 100%.
No.
We're not.
Play hurt. You don't play injured. And all he has to do is look at Durant and his history to understand why that's not the right way to go.
Well, get used to it. Because guess what? I think next game also, Mike Conley's going to give it a go. Because he understands that it's pivotal that you win Game 5. Usually Game 5 swings one way. I don't know what the percentages are, but I guarantee you whoever wins Game 5 in a tied series usually goes on to win the series probably about 70% of the time. Now, don't quote me. Don't at me. But I'm sure it's that. And if you guys out there want to go with your little Google-ators, go ahead and hit me with the numbers. But listen, it's all hands on deck, and it's about the threat of James Harden. James Harden doesn't have to be James Harden. James Harden just has to be a threat that can space the floor that will allow people not to double team and double up on Kevin Durant. It allows you to have one more shooter out there. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you go out and you play zone. I'm not concerned, and I heard you say Kevin Durant and you brought that up. You know, and a lot of people bring that up. But you have to understand the human body. When you have a hurt hamstring, yes, you can pull the other hamstring, you can hurt other things, but that's all soft tissue. The concern and the fear is, what if James Harden does something that's going to jeopardize next season?
Yeah.
And understand that this team is not going to be together, or they can choose not to be together in a short period of time. So the time to win is now. Remember last year, KD and Kyrie opted out of the bubble. That's another opportunity. They have to prove that they can make this thing work. And the only way that they can prove that it make it work is not taking time for granted and understanding that the time for winning is now. The window is open now. So they're going to have to go and give it a go. I mean, are you saying, what if Willis Reed never took the needle?
I understand that, but he went out there, got two baskets, and was done.
And that was it. And that is all they needed. All he needs to do is help.
This is not 1970.
Help, right. We got better stuff.
Yeah, okay.
We got better stuff.
Look, all I know is, I saw Durant miss a month with a strained right calf. And he goes out there, he comes back, and what does he do? He blows out his Achilles, and he's gone for a next entire year.
Well, 18 months.
Yeah. And my problem is, this window for the Nets, like we were talking about yesterday, if you want to sit him now and make sure he's right, I got no problem with that because you do have an entire another year.
So you don't make it to the Eastern Conference Finals?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I would rather risk losing a Game 5 than run a guy out there who could be overcompensating for that hamstring and do something that could really damage his body and kill the organization for a year and a half.
He's had time to heal a little bit, right? Kyrie,
second time he's done this.
But Kyrie, you can't push back. You have to say, hey, James, we need you to be smart. We need to let you understand what you can and can't do. What we want you to do is not dribble and go to the hole. We want you to do your patented step back, create space, but no need to get into the lane and try and burst and explode. That's what we need. We need about 13 to 15 points from you, and we need you when Kevin Durant is in his bag or when we get penetration, for you to be ready to spot up and shoot. Can you do that?
Why
he can do that
get,
better than anybody.
Why don't you just get a chair and get somebody to wheel him up and down the court?
They can't do that, right? Who else can shoot like him? He's a deadly shooter. So if you put him out there with KD and you put Joe Harris out there, now you have guys, and Jeff Green, now you have space for Kevin Durant to operate. So now that he can live in between 18 feet. And listen, you're talking about Kevin Durant and how he put his Achilles. That's because calves and Achilles are attached. Hamstrings are not attached to calves, and hamstrings aren't attached to Achilles. That's what you worry about. You worry about that. So I'm not worried about James Harden, especially with his ability to try and create just a little space, and all he needs is a little space. And maybe he can't go. Maybe all he gives you is like 5 minutes. Maybe all he gives you is 8 minutes. But he's going to inspire the team. And if he can stay healthy, I think he'll get more confidence knowing that how he can play with this. Because guess what's waiting on the other side? If they're able to get past the Milwaukee Bucks, who's waiting for him on the other side?
Well, we don't know that yet based on Embiid. We'll get to that in a minute.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. I think Philly figures it out. I think, his legs got tired yesterday, but I think they figured it out. So now you got another hobbled star, and you're going to be going against somebody in Ben Simmons who can't shoot, who won't shoot.
Yep.
So now if you just get past this is your conference. This is your conference finals.
I get that, but
it's worth the risk, Chris.
It's not going to be worth the risk if the guy rips the hamstring up even more.
But that's fine because a hamstring that's not a kiss of death. Hamstring, even if you rip the hamstring off the bone, you have to have surgery. You're back in 3 months.
He can't overcompensate for this injury.
I'm telling you, he can pull the hamstring off the bone.
He can't do anything else with it, though.
He can't blow his Achilles out.
He can't do that.
I don't think he can. It's not attached. Calves create tightness in the Achilles. They're connected.
I'm just talking about the likelihood that you can get hurt in a different area when you're dealing with one injury. This is Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. But and whether or not you think that Harden should give it a go tonight and whether Durant can actually get it done, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
This is what heroes are made of, man. This is what legends are made of.
But every time when have the legends lately actually gotten it done in that kind of a situation? Durant had that. They lost to the Raptors. And then we saw a couple of weeks ago Anthony Davis go out there, and he had nothing. He had absolutely nothing.
LeBron has something.
I understand. But I also think, you can tell me this, if I'm wrong, if you run a guy like that out there and he gets hurt early in the game, I think that's more deflating than not playing him at all. No. I think that's more deflating for a team than not playing him at all.
No.
No?
Didn't they win the one when he came out and got hurt? Early?
Yes, but I'm talking about, like, okay, he's coming back tonight. All right, we have another option, and then boom, he can't.
Yo, just spot up, B. We're going to play zone behind you. Just spot up. See, the thing is, what happens is when you're moving laterally, you can move laterally. It's hard to burst going forward or stopping or cutting. See, but you can move laterally, so what does that mean? When he's in there, you can play zone.
Mm-hmm.
You play zone, and you just ask him to move left or right, switch off picks. And then you make sure that you start DeAndre Jordan, like Perkins said, so that you have a rim protector behind. That's what you do, baby. I'm telling you. Let's go, Brooklyn. And I ain't even a Brooklyn fan, but I love the underdog. And finally, like, it's crazy because they
all
were
of a sudden you can root for Brooklyn.
Right, you can root for Brooklyn, right? Because they're not chicken. They're the little engine that
could. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, let's not get nuts with that. 888-SAY-ESPN.
He's Tiny Tim right now.
888-729-3776. All right, let's operate for a moment under the assumption that Harden can't go tonight.
Okay.
Can Durant get this done by himself? And when I say by himself, I get it. You have to have Joe Harris and Jeff Green and Griffin actually step up and do some things.
Yeah.
Joe Harris has to play like a role player at home.
Yeah.
Hit shot, score 20. Can Durant get this done without having those other big two, even one of them, on the floor and win a game five tonight?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's been proven. He's won a couple games when it was just him as a big three. Now, it wasn't against these guys. I mean, a big one. It wasn't these guys. But listen, Kevin Durant is capable of putting any team on his back, right? Listen, we saw Kawhi.
But he's never really had to do it a lot.
We did not ask him to do it a lot. We just asked him to do it in game five, right? We watched Kawhi go to Dallas and not be denied, put up 46 points. It's not because Pandemic Pete showed up for that game. It's because Kawhi would not be denied. And if we're going to talk about Kevin Durant in that same vein, then it's going to be because of that. But I think the person that's going to have to step up has got to be Blake Griffin.
I'm going to blow his mind for one sec. All right? Last night, I'm asking ESPN, our great research team,
yes,
for a stat. When was the last time, if ever, that Durant played in the postseason without one of these five? Harden, Russell, Westbrook, Steph, Thompson, Kyrie. Mm-hmm. Okay? Has he ever played in the postseason without any of them? He has. Is 8 years ago in Oklahoma City. Harden was already gone. Russ got hurt. Mm-hmm. Nine straight postseason games, lost in round two. And lost to a Grizzlies team that was not that great in five games. He did his thing. He scored 30. Yeah. But this is the only time he's ever been asked to do it in the postseason. He was 3-6.
But he has former All-Stars with him.
Wonder about what's left in the tank.
Blake Griffin has basically taken two games off.
Yes, so he should be plenty rested.
So he should be plenty rested at home. He should be plenty rested to have a bounce back game because he knows that it's expected for him to at least put up 13. So he's going to have to be more aggressive, and we understand that they're going to have to get P.J. Tucker off of him by running P.J. Tucker off picks and screens and pin downs.
On the flip side, Giannis. Door's open, man.
Yeah, man, what?
Door's open. If you're Giannis and the Bucks and you don't get this done now,
right,
this is a major, major indictment on you.
Yes, this is a bigger game for Giannis than it is for KD.
Now, if KD gets it done in a game like this, to me that adds to KD, you know, but it doesn't subtract from him if they don't win a game like this.
Right.
If they don't win this series without these guys, but it would only add to his greatness, and I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world to see happen.
Right. I mean, we have to see. This is when
he's always had somebody.
This is like when the partnership has to go out the door,
mm-hmm,
and Steve Nash has to actually be a coach, and he has to devise a plan. And like, listen, Perk, it's a lot to what Perk has said. They don't have rim protection. They're forcing Kevin Durant to play big. You need Kevin Durant to focus on putting the ball in the bucket. To do that, you have to have a guy like DeAndre Jordan, who should be the most rested.
All right, so let's do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. This has been Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Colton in Mesa, Arizona, is going to start us off on Bart and Hahn today. ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Colton, what up, big cat?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I completely disagree with you guys on how this would be not as big for Kevin Durant's legacy over Giannis's. My point is this: LeBron James has done it with less year after year, and he used to do it for years with less of a team than Kevin Durant even has with people being injured.
Let's be clear: LeBron only really got to the finals with one, or you know, with really nobody else once.
Yeah, and he didn't win it. You're talking about the one when Kyrie hurt his knee and Kevin Love was out.
Well, no, that was a different one. But I'm talking about like early in his career with the Cavs the first time around.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Colton.
My point is that if this was LeBron James, we like to compare Kevin Durant and put him in the same category as LeBron James. If this was LeBron James, not only would we be expecting him to get past this round, we'd expect him to at least get to the finals.
Well, so, I don't think that Durant is put in the same category as LeBron.
He's right underneath there. If he wins this year, then it'll start the conversation to start to build a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet with that. If he wins this year.
So what about Kawhi? If Kawhi wins this year, what are you saying? That's three titles with three different teams.
That's impressive.
Two that have never won a championship ever.
That's impressive. That's very impressive. And if Durant does it this year, it'll be incredibly impressive too, considering the injuries that they have dealt with. But I think Durant, as an overall player, not just grading them by championships, is an all-time amazing scorer. Yeah. Is he an all-time amazing player? Is he in that top five, top ten of all time?
I think he will be.
He might be, but LeBron's already in the top two to three.
He lost two seasons.
Yeah.
If he doesn't get hurt in Golden State, that's two more seasons of witnessing his greatness, watching him dominate. LeBron, listen, this is one of the one guys that LeBron doesn't want any part in trying to guard.
And this is why James Harden shouldn't play tonight. Orlando is down in Georgia, up next on ESPN Radio, hey. ESPN Plus. Big O, what do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing? You guys are awesome, like yin and yang. Mr. Bart, man, you're old school. Love you.
I appreciate it.
between it, it's going to come down to coaching, whether they respect Steve Nash or not. It's going to come down to that, and we're going to see what Mr. Nash is all about. You guys are awesome. Love you. God bless.
I appreciate it. It is about Nash. And listen, he's going to have help because D'Antoni is a coach that have played in high-pressure games. And one thing we know about D'Antoni, he can create systems that can create shots. Now, if they can knock him down, they're going to have to be able to knock down threes, right? Because I think that they're going to try and pack it in and say, okay, well, outside of that, you know, Joe Harris hasn't shot well. So until he starts to show us that he can hit the outside shot, let's make sure that we slough off and cut down all driving lanes for Kevin Durant. Let's blitz Kevin Durant. Let's get the ball out of his hands, much like we saw yesterday with the Clippers getting the ball out of Mitchell's hands early.
Here's Nash from yesterday about the possibility of not having either guy.
It's tough to lose, you know, great players, but we've lost guys all season. So if there's any silver lining, it's that we've continued to win games this year regardless of who's been available. We've been able to adapt on the fly, which is difficult to do sometimes. But for us, that's something we've have some experience with, and we should have some comfort and belief that no matter who plays, we can still perform and play well and be very difficult to beat. So I'm excited for our guys. Great opportunity, no matter who plays, to play in a really big playoff game at home and improve from the last game.
Look, this is the biggest challenge that Nash has faced as a head coach, and it's not close. And granted, he's only been a head coach for a year, but this was supposed to be about just having the great players and them, in essence, picking their own head coach and being on the same page as somebody like this. Now, all of a sudden, yes, he's got help, but he's got to find a way to have an impact on this game tonight.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to have to be an adjustment, right? It's going to have to be an adjustment. Defensive adjustments as well, because you have to figure out how to not let Giannis get loose, right? That's why I believe that you got to have a guy like DeAndre Jordan that can be a rim protector. You got to have a rim protector. You look last game, it was Giannis being able to get to the basket, oops, alley-oops, get into the basket, cutting, you know. So you got to get a rim protector back there that's going to be able to get the rebounds. You can't allow Milwaukee to get extra possessions. Cannot allow, they started to hit their threes last game. That's because they were able to get inside. You got to have a guy like DeAndre Jordan that can rebound the ball and also that can rim protect. That way you can allow guys, if they get beat, they know that they have help. So they can play aggressive. You have to do that. DeAndre Jordan has to start. Hashtag start DJ.
I would see. I mean, he's been MIA forever.
But remember, he played a lot during the regular season, though.
I know.
He's only been out of the rotation since the Big Three came back, and they decided to play small and play Kevin Durant at that spot.
Hey,
they
I'm on board with that.
So they can't try and outscore people today. They're going to have to try and be able to make sure that they play some good defense. And listen, they play good defense. Even with Milwaukee hitting their shots last game, they only put up 107.
Look, I'm not against it. I understand that. I think DeAndre has six fouls in him. Why not use him?
Exactly.
With that. Phil in Brooklyn is next. Phil, what's going on? You're on Bart and Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call. I'm an athlete. On a college level, have hurt myself a number of times in different, you know, issues. I've had ACL repair. I've had groin issues. And I know that when you're dealing with professionals, they're on a whole nother level. But I do think that Harden should play tonight, and I do think he wants to play. And I do think that if he's able to, the doctors and, you know, the PT and the staff out there will give him the best opportunity and give him the best ability to do that. That being said, when
Harden,
you do have an injury.
Wants to play. I don't think there's any doubt that Harden wants to play tonight, and I think this is all him right now trying to find his way back into it.
Yeah, you know, his boys need him, man. He's like, yo, they need me. Listen, I'm not 100%, but I can be effective. Like, Harden at 60% is still better than their third and second option. So, like, being able to – listen, shooting never gets old. Mm-hmm. And we know Harden can shoot the three, and we know he can create space. He can give the illusion like he's going to the basket, and he still can create space just by his body coming forward, step back, and sidestep, and get a shot up.
Here's Durant on potentially life without his two compadres.
Yeah, I mean, we go through the lineups of guys who can be out there and shoot around. We walk through stuff, and, we'll get the lineups right before the game start. And we pretty much know each other's games, and we play with each other a lot throughout the season. So the guys can't play. We've been prepared for situations like that. So, like I said, we're pros. We got to adapt to anything. And if Kyrie and James are out there, guys will be ready. And if not, guys will be ready as well. So that's just really what it is up here at this level.
Who is the one guy that you are counting on the most as far as the role guys tonight for the Nets?
For me, it's got to be Brown. And listen, I want to see a little bit more of Shamet, too, because Shamet is a deadly shooter. So if you go with DeAndre Jordan, you want shooters out there, because now that allows you to play, you know, you can play Kevin Durant as like a small forward, play Blake Griffin at power forward. Now you have the big body to lean up against Brooke Lopez. So then now you can go small. So you go Shamet. Shamet can come out there, and Drew Holiday, you know, is a big guy out there. But then you go Brown,
and you who plays bigger than 6'4". You need the body defensively around the rim.
And now you have at least you have height, right? Just think, you have 7 feet, 7 feet, and 6'8".
It's Barton Hahn coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17.
Let me coach him.
By Chase. Well, we thought that we might have a sleepy second round of the playoffs, but that maybe turning out to not be the case. Plus, we've got plenty to get to on Major League Baseball and getting closer and closer to potential punishment for sticky substance use. It's getting a little bit dicey when it comes to that, and you're starting to see pitchers get a little concerned about it. All of that is on the way after Bart tells us about his friends from Home Depot.
This year makes dads day with gifts from the Home Depot. Make his day. Save on all the best ideas by shopping in-store or on the app. Choose from new innovative tools, top-rated grills, or even the latest smart cameras and devices for your home. Because what dad doesn't love new gear? The best gifts for dads, and you'll be fine. Oh, the best gift for the dad, for the best dads, and you'll find them all at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store for more details. Restrictions apply. Please, your call's next. Sex Chris Straight.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
I can't believe y'all didn't check the weather. It's an ice storm. Ice Trey was in the building, okay?
This team never gives up. I love the way we fight. Part of our team, man.
Young with a drive. Floats for Capella, who grabs and flushes for the Atlanta Hawks lead.
Joel Embiid was really struggling offensively in that second half, but still made an impact on the game.
Right.
Hawks found a way, though, to even that series up at 2 games apiece.
I hate watching stars that refuse to get better. Ben Simmons is a liability. It's like ridiculous.
Ben Simmons should have 11 points last
night. No, how many times is this man in the lane and he doesn't even look at the basket?
Not even.
He's looking at Pat like, bro, you got the teardrop right there.
That has been going on with Ben Simmons since day one.
It's
ESPN
ridiculous.
Radio.
And then you go to free throw line, you're looking like, man, why don't you try to Brent Berry?
Mm-hmm.
You need to try Brent Berry. Go underhand.
Never going to happen.
Jeez.
Never going to happen. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear hotline. Jay Williams on all the NBA playoffs coming up top of next hour.
What you talking about, Willis? We got Jay Weezy today?
Yeah. You're a little skeptical he's going to show up because I'm here. That's the problem. he and I are Gucci. It's all good. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, look, Embiid last night gave it everything he had, 0 for 12 in the second half, and I know how bad the knee is. He said he couldn't get going at all in terms of lift.
Yeah.
But I will give Embiid credit because defensively he was still excellent and 21 rebounds in that game. He's given it everything he has got right now.
The problem is, man, like Tobias Harris has to be better, and Ben Simmons has to be aggressive. Like, it's like ridiculous,
Ben
man.
Ben Simmons has consistently put up the emptiest triple doubles of any player I've ever seen.
And it's ridiculous. So unimpactful. Like, he doesn't even look to do it. And you can see Joel just didn't have the lift, man. He looked fatigued. He looked tired. And, like, that's because he's carrying too much of the burden. I thought this was supposed to be a big three. Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris almost makes a supermax down there. Like, I thought this was supposed to be about that. Curry comes in. Curry does his thing. Curry comes in. He contributes. He opens up the floor. He makes big shots. But, I mean, I just hate watching Ben Simmons play.
Doc Rivers, though, was just overall not thrilled with how his team went about things offensively.
We stopped passing. You know, I thought that we started the game off that way. Then we got back in the ball movement. Then we went back to hero basketball. You know, basically everybody wanted to be the hero instead of just trusting the team, trusting each other. So you, when you do that, you usually lose, especially when the other team outworks you the whole game. And that's what they did today. We missed so many opportunities. You know, it was live. I can't wait to watch the film. But my eyes told me that we blew a golden opportunity tonight.
It was golden.
Yep. It was right there for them. And now the Hawks are right back in this series. Now, granted, two of the next three will be in Philadelphia. And the whole question now for the Sixers is going to be, how bad is Embiid's knee and how will it impact him offensively? It can't be worse than it was in the second half last night. But, Bart, that's a major problem for the Sixers when they have to now look to somebody else. They have to look to Ben Simmons to be able to score 28 points, and he's not going to shoot the basketball.
Right, because if he's not getting the ball in transition, he's stopping. All they got to do is stand in front of him like Giannis, and at least Giannis has the courage to fail. Like, Ben Simmons doesn't even have the courage to fail. Like, and that's a problem. How are you supposed to be a deadly, like, a foundational piece?
Yep.
You're afraid to shoot the ball. If you don't ever shoot the ball, like, then how are you going to know if you're going to make it? Like, what is within you that you're afraid to put the ball up?
I was in Philadelphia his rookie year, and he had the opportunity, seemingly, to come back midway through his rookie season to try to get better. Maybe the Sixers, that was when Embiid was finally healthy, could have made a push to the playoffs, but he didn't play at all his rookie year. Why? Because if he's rookie of the year, he got a $5 million bonus from Nike, and he wasn't going to be rookie of the year if he played half the year. So then he comes and plays the next year, and there is no chance that he has given any indication at that point or moving forward since that he would attack a weakness in his game and become a good offensive player by rounding it all out. And it is so frustrating to watch. It is so frustrating to
just
watch.
Just a serviceable one.
And the guy with the kind of skills that he has to shoot the basketball not do that.
I mean, Jason Kidd came in his league and he could not shoot threes. He only left the game as one of the most, one of the all-time three-point makers, right? And listen, it's almost like he has some type of complex. He needs to go to a shrink. Like, he don't even attempt them. Like, I mean, he doesn't even – I bet you that ain't even a good comparison. Mm. I'm trying to think of who don't shoot. I bet you Dwight Howard in the last 5 years have more attempted three-pointers than Ben Simmons.
Oh, I've gone and actually wagered on it online with William Hill and some of those others, and the over-under on Ben Simmons' three-point attempts every game is one half. So, in other words, if he attempts one, you win, and he's just not going to do it. Flip side, what a job by the Clippers last night. That you just cannot kill the Clippers, and we have to give it to playoff P a little bit, don't we? I mean, there's two games in a row.
But he at home.
But he and Kawhi
I need playoff P on the road.
I understand that, but he and Kawhi both had north of 30 for the second consecutive game, and Kawhi dunk over Derek Favors.
Yeah. Derek Favors on every poster in the world. Like, it's like chest to chest. But the thing is, though, you can see that Utah figured it out. They start playing faster, and they start not letting them set up their defense. I don't know if Mike Conley's going to give it a go, but if this game didn't start off so bad where they got down by like 25, 26 points, this game in the second half, if you look at what each team scored in like the third and fourth quarter, you know what I mean? It was a lot closer, and Donovan Mitchell was a problem because they're finding a way. Like, he's starting to accept the double teams, and they're starting to rotate the ball, and they're starting to hit shots.
Joseph is in Texas. He is up next on Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN+. Joseph, what's up?
Hey, guys, I just wanted to ask y'all a question about Harden trying to give it a go tonight. I think if this was game six, yeah, he needs to give it a go. And y'all already said that if it's up to him, he's going to do it. Should Durant be the guy that goes to him and say, hey, let me do this because we need you for later, not now?
You got to get two. And you're trying to buy time for Kyrie because they don't need all three of them to be able to win a series. They just need two of them. And if you can come out and give me a little bit, get us started, space it, then I'll handle the rest. Just come out and give us what you got, if you got it, right? Because game one was, what, a week ago? Right? Game one was probably a week ago. So, like, within a week, you should be able to have been practicing and seeing what you can do. I just need James Harden, the guy who brings it up. Ain't nobody going to take the ball from him. I just need the James Harden that can get us in the offense. I don't need you attacking, bursting to the goal like he did. That's how he got hurt. I just need you coming out there and maybe facilitating a little bit and allowing Kevin Durant to be able to come off some pin downs, come off some staggered screens, and you hit him with the ball. And then once he gets the ball and isolates, I need you to be available so Kevin Durant, once they have to double him, you can kick the ball back to Harden and he can be able to be a threat to shoot the ball.
You're going
to
have a very hard time convincing me that it's a good idea to run him out there and not risk further injury.
Bro, it's like if you go down 3-2, and you're going back to Milwaukee.
No, it's over. It's over. But do you think that – let me ask you this.
So Kyrie can't do it. He just physically can't do it. So if you need somebody to step up, like, yo, I'll go.
Will the Nets win tonight if Harden doesn't play?
I think they can.
Will the Nets win tonight if Harden doesn't play?
I want to see if they bring in Jordan.
Will the Nets win tonight if Harden
doesn't play? Because I think Nash is smart enough. I think D'Antoni is smart enough to realize that they need size, that they need to be able to limit the possessions to one. They need to be able to win the rebounding challenge and to take some of the pressure off of Kevin Durant defensively and also from hitting the boards and crashing the boards. You're going to have to bring a big guy like DeAndre Jordan in and tell everybody, hey, I need everybody to crash the boards, because now look how long – they are. Look how big they are. With just Kevin Durant out there, they have Brooke Lopez and they have Giannis, right? They got guys that can attack the boards.
You have to do something to defend better inside. But I'm with you. They will win tonight without Harden on the floor, so I'm not giving it a chance. I'm not doing it.
You can't say that. You can't say that wholeheartedly.
I can, and I just did. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coming up next, word is, and it's now official, MLB is going to start lowering the hammer on pitchers, but is it hypocritical? We'll discuss next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Han.
Garrett Cole was asked, have you used Spider-Tac?
Michael Jackson can't moonwalk that. Well, there have been practices from older guys.
All the players have known, all the coaches, all the umpires have known it's been going on. But you know who's getting the question? The best pitchers in the sport.
This has been my problem. This is my problem with it all. Today is a day for doing. And it's all on Kevin Durant to get it done tonight. We have discussed that at length. And it's also on Major League Baseball to get it done. It's brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. So within the last few minutes, Major League Baseball sent out the release detailing everything that they're going to be looking at when it comes to the sticky substance. Pitchers who violate it will be suspended for 10 days immediately. And if you're a position player like a catcher or a third baseman when they throw the ball around the infield and you're caught with it and there's some stuff on the ball, that the pitcher and the position player immediately will be ejected. And not only that, anybody in the team who is helping, like clubbies and clubhouse guys, all those equipment guys, anybody who's helping will get suspended. And here's the one that really shows how they're trying to go after it in maybe even an unfair way to teams. You cannot replace their roster spot for that 10 days. that they are suspended.
Okay, so you can't call nobody up?
Nobody to take their place.
Hey, you know what they're going to do? You're going to have catchers starting to squirt stuff on top of the umpire's shoes, and he ain't even going to know it's there. Every time he reaches back, he's just going to wipe it off top of his shoe, put it on the ball.
Here, let me shine those for you.
But, you know, you're down, and the umpire's just kind of looking in, the ball comes back. You go, let me get a little goop off. Afterwards, the umpire went, what did I step into? Tar? Yep, don't worry about it.
I don't know. It happens.
But I tell you what, how are you going to all right, be able to legislate that?
But here's my problem with it, okay? We have seen this go on over the last few years without anybody doing anything about it. And all of a sudden this year, the ball is deadened, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, what did they say, 20 feet?
Yeah, and the numbers are all way down offensively. So now Major League Baseball, who owns Rawlings and deadened the baseball, are going to go after the pitchers instead to try to fix the problem.
After they did what? After they juiced it the year before.
And they maybe juiced it too far. So listen to Jeff Passan on everything that's going into this and checking pitchers and all this stuff for umpires.
The umps, I'm going to say, are a lot like TSA. Everybody who comes into the game has to go through at least one check at some point. And every pitcher, I mean, who comes into the game is going to have to go through at least one check. Then you're also going to have your random checks as well. Maybe after the third inning, maybe after the fifth inning. I'm not sure how these random checks are going to be instituted. MLB sending a memo out today that's informing teams, players, and umpires as to what the exact specifics of the rules are going to be. But there's going to be a lot of pressure on umpires, and the onus is going to be on them to search in places where you wouldn't necessarily think. I mean, let's put it this way. If a player is sort of surreptitiously reaching inside of his waistband, and an umpire notices this, then an umpire's going to have to look inside dude's pants. Like, that's just the reality of where we are these days in baseball.
This is what we've gotten to.
Bro, what is this? Is this going to be like Leslie Nielsen and Naked Gun?
Exactly.
You know, going in there like, just,
get out a metal detector.
I'm telling you, they're going to have the same little swabs that they have like when they check it for like bomb residue at the airport.
I tell you what, this is just absurd. It's absolutely absurd.
Games are going to go for 5 hours and 30 minutes.
And this is the other thing they're trying to sell you on. Well, we're going to do it during commercial breaks and stuff like that. Yeah, right. Yeah, what about pitchers who are trying to warm up between innings? You're going to take that away from them? It's only going to make
the game longer. What about a guy leaving the game? It's got to be like a boxer. We got to see your wraps and your calves. You got to leave your belt, your pants, your jock strap, and your shoes.
And they did this without really checking in with the Players Association, which continues to make it a worse relationship between ownership and the players going into a year when they have got a big CBA coming up at the end of the year. Next, how can the Nets win tonight without Kevin Durant? We ask our expert in moments.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.